You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. And I'm very happy to say that I am back with you for the next few weeks to bring you our tie-in theatre podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date with all the latest theatrical news. Because while we're wrapping things up and bringing Showtime to a very, very sad end after all of these years, there are just way too many incredible shows on in Nottingham right now that I simply have to tell you about first. And this week is one of the OG jukebox musicals, Buddy, the Buddy Holly Story. And before I say anything else, this is a show that first premiered in 1989. It set the standard of what this kind of jukebox musical can do, and it's still pitched as the world's most successful rock and roll musical, as, like the title very much suggests, it tells the story of Buddy Holly's rise to fame in the late 1950s. And it does exactly what it says on the tin. If you are a fan of Buddy Holly's music, like myself, you are in for an absolute treat with over 2 hours of his greatest hits. We're talking That'll Be the Day, Peggy Sue, Oh Boy, Every Day, Heartbeat, and so on and so forth. Plus, you can also add in bangers like The Big Bopper's Chantilly Lace, Richie Valens' La Bamba, and things like Shout and Johnny Be Good as well. Like, this is a rock and roll lover's dream. And actually, on that note, if you'll indulge me for a moment, one of the reasons I have wanted to see Buddy, the Buddy Holly Story for myself for so long is it's responsible for two of my favourite fun facts in all of musical theatre. The first is that when the show originally opened in Plymouth in 1989, it was absolutely plagued with technical difficulties. At that point, it was much more of a novelty to have combined actor musicians on stage, and there were countless set crashes, technical mishaps, and just a litany of things going wrong. But even with all of that, the audience loved it and refused to let the cast leave the stage at the end of the show and demanded encore after encore after encore until the performers literally ran out of songs that they could continue to play. Then, when it transferred to the Victoria Palace Theatre in London, where Hamilton is currently playing if you've been there, audiences were up on their feet and dancing so much every single night that the dress circle at the Victoria Palace had to be structurally reinforced to make sure it could take the weight of all the people dancing on top of it. And I think that really tells you everything you need to know about this show and about the way audiences react to it. I said it's a rock and roll lover's dream, and it absolutely is. You have the privilege of watching the physical embodiment of Buddy Holly singing his greatest hits in this shared environment with other people who also love this music, and it is just infectious. You want to get up and sing and dance and clap along and just have a party, because that's what this music does to you, and it is so joyous getting to see it performed on stage. And that's absolutely testament to the people in the show. The cast are excellent, and you can tell from beginning to end that this music is just in their bones. At the press night in Nottingham, we saw AJ Jenks in the titular role, and he was beyond fantastic. He brought all the charm and quirkiness with a little mischievous smile and brilliant comic timing to boot. But that almost pales into insignificance compared to his vocal stylings, which were so pitch perfectly Buddy Holly, even down to those little riffs and idiosyncrasies that are so recognisably Buddy. It's interesting, actually, because he and another cast member, Christopher Weeks, alternate playing Buddy with whoever isn't on as the lead that night, instead playing rhythm guitarist Nicky Sullivan in the Crickets, and then later in the show, Tommy Allsup, who famously lost his plane seat to Richie Valens in a coin toss, which ultimately saved his life that night. But it's interesting because watching the show on stage, AJ was so Buddy Holly, and I'm really tempted to go back and see it again when Christopher is on to see a different interpretation of the role. You know, find out what they play similarly, what they each change. I mean, either way, you are in for an absolute treat, whoever you see in the title role, and I can confirm that if you're anything like me, you're gonna leave the show with a crush on all of the Crickets anyway. They really are excellent. It's also lovely to see Miguel Angel back with the show and reprising his role of Richie Valens. Although I will say that it was his turn as Tyrone Jones that really blew me away. Act one of the show ends with a big concert at the Apollo Theatre in Harlem, New York, and it was easily one of the highlights overall, and Miguel's version of Rite Petite was sublime. A special mention actually on that note to Laura Dean Perryman and Samuel Jurajaye for their version of Shout, which was just next level as a vocal performance, again as part of that Apollo Theatre lineup. I then also have to single out the true MVP of the show, which is Thomas Mitchells, who goes above and beyond in terms of multi-rolling. He starts the show as the Texan DJ High Pockets Duncan, who serves as a kind of narrating voice throughout the show, but he also plays various record producers and other important figures in Buddy Holly's life throughout, and then truly comes into his own with a bit of stand-up and crowd work in Act Two when they're setting up for the final concert performance at Clear Lake. Like, this is obviously the Buddy Holly story, but Thomas Mitchells straight up stole the show for me. He did so well at bringing the audience into the world of this live performance. I adored his rapport with Tim and Dee from Nottingham. And side note, I have never seen anyone more committed to playing a cowbell. Just perfection, no notes at all. So it's safe to say that you are in for a whale of a time going to see Buddy, the Buddy Holly story. I will admit that I was definitely in the minority age demographic at the theatre, but like I keep saying, there is something truly irresistible about this music, and the fact that it's enjoyed and appreciated by such a varied audience, in terms of age anyway, it really does say a lot. I mean, on that note, I will just add in the fact that even with a lot of effort from the people on stage, there does seem to be an initial reluctance from the audience to get involved. It does improve as the show goes on and the nicely behaved British theatregoers begin to understand that they can whoop and cheer and clap along, but it does take a bit of time. And I guess that's sort of where, if I'm going to be really, really nitpicky about the show as a whole, that's where I have the biggest questions, because I loved it. I had a great time. But as both a theatre fan and a rock and roll lover of Buddy Holly's music, I'm not entirely sure whether this actually needs to be a musical per se. There's plenty of snappy dialogue with lots of back and forth humorous banter in Act One especially, but it can feel a bit drawn out at times and like it's just trying to find a convenient route to get to the next song. And the music is absolutely where the show flies. The concert scenes in particular are pure joy and you can feel the audience wanting to get involved. But because it's packaged in this theatrical musical framing, people don't know whether they can or should. So you have this slightly weird blend of both the audience and the show itself not quite knowing where they sit in relation to the other. And that isn't a comment on this particular production or this cast in any way, both of which were excellent. In fact, it might just be that the audience I was in at press night was unusually tame. There are a lot of things to take into consideration here, of course. But I do wonder whether this could just do with being an immense stage tribute concert rather than a book-led musical in and of itself, if that makes sense. Obviously, that is just my opinion, and I am coming at this with my theatre hat on more than anything else as I say this, and certainly any quibbles that I might have in terms of the structure of the show don't really matter when it's been running successfully for longer than I've been alive. But it is just something to bear in mind when you go to see it, especially if you're wondering, you know, when the next big music scene is going to happen, or alternatively, why there doesn't seem to be all that much talking at times. But you'll notice that I say when you go to see it, because you absolutely should. If you're a fan of Buddy Holly and 1950s rock and roll, then this is the show for you. It's amazing music performed by a stellar cast, and honestly, what more could you ask for? So make sure you catch Buddy, the Buddy Holly story while it's in Nottingham at the Theatre Royal. It's on until Saturday the 29th of July and tickets are available from the link in the post below. You are guaranteed to have an absolute ball, so please don't miss out. And on that note, I will say goodbye to you for now. Thank you so much for listening. And if you'd like to hear more from the world of musical theatre, make sure you're following along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at ShowtimeURN so that you stay up to date and never miss a moment. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, Goodbye.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.